Okay, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody is, again, managing as best as can be and trying to stay upbeat and vigilant and properly cautious all at the same time. Again, we're learning right now Tehillim, Bischus Refua Shlema, for our very dear friend, Toiba Devora, Ba Sarah Miriam, who should be well, and her Ubar fetus should continue to be well. Under difficult conditions right now, but we continue to learn and to daven for Rachamei Shemayim. So the highlight of Mizmor Mem that I wanted to point out is, as so many of the Mizmorim and Tehillim, that one of the primary themes here is bitachon, is developing a sense of deep trust in Hashem, but that term itself needs to be defined. So the fifth pasuk says the following, and it's a rather famous pasuk because it's cited by Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi made it very famous in his commentary on the Torah and the story of Yosef and his interaction with the butler of Paro, with the Sar HaMashkim, when Yosef interprets the dreams and then asks the Paro, Kiim zechartani itchak asher yitavlach v'hizkartani al Paro, that you should mention me to Paro. And for whatever reason, right, the rabbis were critical of Yosef for making that gesture. And the next pasuk says, "V'lo zachar sar hamashkim es Yosef v'yishkachehu," that the butler was not a reliable person; he was not a loyal person, and he forgot him. You know, and certainly didn't mention him to Paro. According to one view, he forgot him right away. And then the Torah begins Parshas Miketz, "V'hi Miketz shnasayim yamim," which is interpreted by most to mean that Yosef therefore had to spend another 2 years in jail. The Chizkuni points out it's another 2 years in addition to his original sentence of 10 years, so that he would actually spend another 12 years in jail. If you read the Pshat carefully, the Torah certainly sounds that way. So the fifth pasuk says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Miftacho. Right? Praiseworthy is the person who places God as his fortress, Velo Fana El Rehavim Visate Chazav. He doesn't turn towards these kinds of noble individuals, so-called nobility, but people who are actually purveyors of deceit. The Bereishis Rabba says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Yivtecho Ze Yosef. This became Yosef, as we'll explain. Velo Fano Al Rehavim Al Yidei Shamar L'Sar HaMashkim Zechartani Vizkartani. He asked twice, Nitosef Lo Shtei Shanim Beveis Hasoar. So we have an immediate challenge to understand what was so bad about Yosef asking for human help. Certainly we all have to do our best efforts, whether it's in a medical situation, to get the very best medical advice that we can in any area of life. What was the problem with Yosef turning towards the Sar HaMashkim? So as I've always explained in the past, I don't think it was the gesture of asking the Sar HaMashkim to put in a good word for him. But the question is, what did Yosef really believe was going to go on? At that moment, I think according to the Bereishis Rabba, there was sort of a crack in Yosef's faith, right? We all experience moments of faith, but also sometimes elements of doubt, especially when we're going through trials. If Yosef internally was putting his trust in the Sar HaMashkim, that would have been a very serious problem. Now, externally, he should use every possibility he has of trying to improve his situation and emerge from jail, which obviously is a life-threatening kind of a situation. Just ask the Sar HaOfim, can't ask him. But the point is that, internally, was his trust in Hashem or was his trust elsewhere? That's what I would suggest. And I think the proof is really in the pudding, because when Yosef gets out of jail for the rest of his life, all Yosef can talk about, and I mean this in the very positive sense, is Hashem. When Paro says, Shamati Alecha Limor, I heard about you saying, Tishma Chalom Liftoro, so that you have a special ability, Yosef says, Biladai, it's not about me, Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. It's all about a sense of his trust in Hashem. Likewise, when he communicates with his brothers who don't yet know who he is, he says, Esa Elokim Ani Yarei. Later on, towards the very end of Sefer Bereishis, when the brothers, after Yaakov's death, are afraid that Yosef will now seek vengeance, Yosef says, Lo atem shlachtem os yehena ki halokim, right, that this is all God's work. You shouldn't fear atem al tiro, that, of course, God was the one that's orchestrating this. In other words, Yosef makes all of the proper attributions. He understands this to be part of Hashem's very clear plan. And there's another element here, very briefly, that when, you know, the pasuk talks about placing, you know, Hashem as one's fortress, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Mivtacho, right, that it places Hashem as his fortress, that also means that whenever we do, our yardstick for measuring our activity is, did we do right in the eyes of God? Sometimes people will be happy with us. Sometimes people will be upset with us. Sometimes the same person will be happy with us and then upset with us, even though we didn't change what we did, but it just depends on how they react to it. But ultimately, a person's yardstick really has to be, did I do right in the eyes of Hashem? And to conclude, the pasuk, just a few psukim later, pasuk tes says, the kind of person that we're talking about here is somebody about whom you could say, lasos ritzoncha lokai chafatzti, that a person whose singular focus is to live in accordance with the will of God. Lasos ritzoncha lokai chafatzti, my only desire was to do what you, Hashem, wanted of me, v'sarascha besoch mea. Your Torah isn't just on my heart, but besoch mea. It's literally mea, or a person's intestines. So the person, you know, the Yiddish expression would be a person has, you know, put Hashem's interest, the Torah, into their very kishkas, that this is a person that ultimately the only metric in life, you know, for measuring whether what they're doing is the right thing or wrong thing is whether they're living up to the first part of that pasuk, lasos ritzoncha elokai chafatzi, that I want to do what's right in your eyes, which of course is the yardstick that Yosef continued to operate with from the moment that he emerged from prison and for the rest of his time, of course, to the benefit of the Egyptian people and his own family, and of course, to all of Jewish history as well. So again, it should be refuah shlema for all those who are not well right now during this terrible scourge, but especially for Toiba Devorah Bas Sarah Miriam, who should have a refuah shlema, bikarov. Wish every wonderful